Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds country's nuclear scientists on Kalpakkam fast breeder nuclear reactor achieving criticality and entering operational phase. Says civil nuclear program is making significant contribution to nation building. In his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister calls for full public participation in ongoing census campaign. Asserts information provided is completely secure. Prime Minister Modi expresses relief at safe evacuation of US President Donald Trump after the shooting incident at a Washington hotel, says violence has no place in a democracy. Campaigning in full swing for second phase of West Bengal Assembly elections on penultimate day today. Polling underway for local body elections in Gujarat and in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Gujarat Titans this afternoon, Lucknow Super Giants to face Kolkata Knight Riders in the evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the country's nuclear scientists for enhancing India's pride with a fast breeder reactor in Kalpakkam, Tamil Nadu, achieving criticality. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi said criticality is the stage during which a reactor successfully attains a self-sustaining nuclear chain reaction for the first time. This stage signifies the reactor entering the operational phase. Prime Minister Modi termed this a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He highlighted that the nuclear reactor is built entirely using indigenous technology.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
Prime Minister Modi also spoke about the power of wind energy, saying that this power is propelling India forward. He was pleased to note that India has recently achieved a major milestone in wind energy. India's wind energy generation capacity has now exceeded 56 gigawatts.
आज यही पवन शक्ति भारत के विकास की नई कहानी लिख रही है भारत ने हाल ही में पवन ऊर्जा यानी विंड एनर्जी में बड़ी उपलब्धि हासिल की है अब भारत का विंड एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी 56 गीगावाट से अधिक हो चुकी है पिछले एक साल में ही करीब 6 गीगावाट नई क्षमता जुड़ी है विंड एनर्जी में भारत तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है और दुनिया भी हमारी तरफ देख रही है
Prime Minister Modi highlighted the ongoing census campaign. He said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, which is the world's largest census. Mr. Modi elaborated that Census 2027 has been made digital and all information is being recorded directly in digital form. He urged everyone to participate in this process and make Census 2027 a success.
जनगणना का अनुभव अलग होने वाला है जनगणना 2027 को डिजिटल बनाया गया है सारी जानकारी सीधे डिजिटल माध्यम में दर्ज हो रही है घर घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं
Mr. Modi said the month of May is beginning on a pious note, with Buddha Purnima being celebrated on the 1st of May. He extended his best wishes to all, saying that the message of Lord Buddha remains as relevant today.
आज दुनिया जिस तरह के तनावों और संघर्षों से गुजर रही है ऐसे समय में बुद्ध के विचार और भी अहम हो गए हैं दक्षिण अमेरिका के चिली में एक संस्था भगवान बुद्ध के विचारों को आगे बढ़ा रही है लद्दाख में जन्मे ड्रपोन और जेर रिनपोचे के मार्गदर्शन में काम हो रहा है कोची गुआज घाटी में बना स्तूप लोगों को शांति का अनुभव कराता है वाकई यह देखकर गर्व होता है भारत की प्राचीन धारा दुनिया तक पहुंच रही है
The Prime Minister also spoke about the success of the Northeast in the bamboo sector. He elaborated that what was once viewed as a burden is now giving new impetus to employment, business and innovation.
साल 2017 में कानून में बदलाव करके हमने बैंबू को पेड़ की कैटेगरी से बाहर किया, जिसके नतीजे सबके सामने हैं। आज पूरे नॉर्थ ईस्ट में बैंबू सेक्टर फल फूल रहा है। त्रिपुरा के गोमती डिस्ट्रिक्ट के बिजोय सूत्रधार और साउथ त्रिपुरा के प्रदीप चक्रवर्ती, इन्होंने नए कानूनों को अपने लिए एक बड़े अवसर के रूप में देखा। फिर इन्होंने अपने काम को टेक्नोलॉजी से जोड़ा। आज वे पहले से कहीं बेहतर और कहीं ज्यादा बांस के उत्पाद बना रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister also shared that the National Archives of India has digitized and made public over 20 crore invaluable documents. The documents also include some significant letters related to Rani Lakshmibai, revealing some decisions she made in 1857. Mr. Modi urged listeners to visit www.abhilekh-patel.in for a wonderful experience of India's history.
कुछ दिन पहले ही नेशनल आर्काइव्स ऑफ इंडिया ने एक विशेष पोर्टल पर एक अनोखा डेटाबेस शेयर किया है। इस संस्था ने 20 करोड़ से भी ज्यादा अमूल्य दस्तावेजों को डिजिटाइज कर सार्वजनिक किया है। सातवीं शताब्दी की गिलगित पांडुलिपियां भोजपत्र पर लिखी हुई है। यहाँ आपको आठवीं शताब्दी का एक रोचक ग्रंथ श्री भुवालय भी देखने को मिलेगा। रानी लक्ष्मीबाई से जुड़े कुछ अहम पत्र भी आप यहाँ देख सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister also lauded the team which participated in the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad held in Bordeaux, France earlier this month and was ranked 6th. The talented team included Shreya Mundra from Mumbai, Sanjana Chako from Thiruvananthapuram, Shivani Bharat Kumar from Chennai and Srimoy Behra from Kolkata. Prime Minister Modi exuded pride that two Indian cheese brands have received prestigious awards at an international cheese competition held in Brazil. He noted that a major change is taking place in India's dairy sector and Indian cheese is making its mark globally. The nation will celebrate Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore's birth anniversary on the 9th of May on the occasion of Pochish Boishakh. Mr. Modi paid tributes to Gurudev Tagore, saying he was a multifaceted personality who shaped many renowned institutions. The Prime Minister said that the month of May also reminds everyone of the First War of Independence of 1857. He saluted all the brave freedom fighters who awakened the spirit of patriotism among the people. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi urged children to enjoy their summer vacation to the fullest and try to learn something new. He asked everyone to take care of their health during the summer season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed relief that US President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are safe and unharmed following the recent security incident at a Washington, D.C. hotel. In his message, Mr. Modi extended his best wishes for the continued safety and well-being. He said violence is no place in a democracy and must be unequivocally condemned. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump and other top White House officials were evacuated unharmed from the annual dinner of White House correspondents after a man armed with multiple weapons fired shots outside the ballroom of a hotel in Washington, D.C. Secret Service officials and other security personnel covered the President, First Lady Melania, Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and the Second Lady Usha Vance and escorted them out of the ballroom. Hours later, Trump addressed a press conference at the White House and announced that the security personnel had captured one person who hails from California. The suspect has been identified as 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen from California.
Charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly. One officer was shot, but saved by the fact that he was wearing obviously a very good bulletproof vest. He was shot from very close distance with a very powerful gun.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Just 2 days from now, on 29th April, West Bengal will head to the crucial second phase of the assembly election. This phase is set to determine who will govern the state for the next 5 years. With polling day fast approaching, political activity has reached its peak across West Bengal. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a rally in Thakur Nagar, Bangaon, followed by another in Haripal, Hooghly. Later in the evening, he is scheduled to offer prayers at Thanthania Kalibadi in North Kolkata and lead a roadshow from BK Pal Avenue to Khanna Crossing. Meanwhile, BJP leader Amit Shah is also on the campaign trail and address the rallies at Tehatta, Nadia and Anulia. Former BJP President JP Nadda will hold roadshows in Bhatar, East Bardhaman and Behala West in Kolkata. Leader of the opposition, Subhendu Adhikari, is leading a procession from Chinar Park to Jora Mandir underpass. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee will mostly stay in her own constituency, Bhabanipur, with multiple events lined up. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at Bhatpara Assembly Constituency of West Bengal.
The Bhatpara Assembly Constituency in the North 24 Parganas District will go to the poll on 29th April under the second phase of general election to the Assembly of West Bengal. The incumbent MLA Pawan Kumar Singh is from Bharatiya Janata Party. Total of 9 candidates, including 3 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Pawan Kumar Singh again in this seat, while Trinamool Congress fielded Amit Gupta. CPIM candidate is Ashok Narayan Singh and Congress fielded Dharmendra Shaw. Total electors in the Bhatpara Assembly as on the last date of nomination are approximately 1,18,000. Many Hindi-speaking people live in Bhatpara. Earlier, they used to work in the factories, most of which are now closed. BJP left Congress and other political parties blamed ruling Trinamool Congress for its lack of initiative to reopen the closed factories. Trinamool Congress focusing on the various state government schemes to woo the voters. Kollan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Polling is underway for the local body elections in Gujarat across 15 municipal corporations, 84 municipalities and over 200 district and taluka panchayats. Union Home Minister Amit Shah cast his vote for Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation at a polling station in Naranpura in Ahmedabad. Polling will continue until 6 this evening with the counting of votes scheduled for April 28th. Veteran photographer Raghu Rai died today after a two-year-long battle with cancer. He was 83. Born on December 18, 1942 in Jhung, now in Pakistan, Rai became one of the most respected photographers, not just in India but across the world. Rai's photography is often described as a visual record of modern India. He captured powerful images after the Bhopal gas tragedy, one of the worst industrial disasters in history. He received the Padma Shri in 1972 for his powerful photography during the Bangladesh Liberation War. Bangladesh police has issued a nationwide security alert over possible militant attacks on key installations, including the parliament complex. Officials and media reports said that the alert has been issued based on intelligence reports. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over northwest and central parts of the country during the next 3 days and abate thereafter. According to IMD, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will experience heatwave conditions till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, in a double-header today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Gujarat Titans at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants will be up against Kolkata Knight Riders at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds country's nuclear scientists on Kalpakkam fast breeder nuclear reactor achieving criticality and entering operational phase. Says civil nuclear program is making significant contribution to nation building. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Prime Minister calls for full public participation in ongoing census campaign. Asserts information provided is completely secure. Prime Minister Modi expresses relief at safe evacuation of US President Donald Trump after the shooting incident at a Washington hotel, says violence has no place in a democracy. Campaigning in full swing for second phase of West Bengal Assembly election on penultimate day today, polling underway for local body elections in Gujarat and in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Gujarat Titans this afternoon, Lucknow Super Giants to face Kolkata Knight Riders in the evening. And with that, we end the midday news.